Well, Americans spend some 2.5 billion hours in their cars every month, stuck in traffic, commuting, traveling, a lot of dead time. But now there's the world's first voice-activated game for your car. With us in studio is Nico Vori, founder of DriveTime, to explain his new game. Thanks for joining us, Nico. Explanation, please. Tell us all about this game, and is it safe?
Yes, it is safe, and it's actually safer than the alternatives, and that's because of alertness maintaining task benefits. Lots of research into that. The other benefit is that you're actually not playing or doing other dangerous things while you're playing this game. It's an interactive trivia game. It's 5 days a week, fresh content every day, and it's designed to fit into your commute patterns. So it's about a half-hour show. You ask three rounds of seven questions each. You're playing against a real-life friend or a fellow commuter, and whoever gets the most points wins. We use speech recognition technology to do the magic, and that's how it works.
That's pretty cool. So you're driving around, and you can just and the app asks you the questions, or how's this work exactly?
That's right. We got two live hosts in the studio, a little bit like we're here right now, and they're basically doing a little bit of banter, a little bit of drive time format. And instead of playing music, they're asking you trivia questions and giving you a little bit of detail about the answers.
Pretty cool. So that's like Trivial Pursuit. Do you have certain categories, sports and entertainment? Those are my two favorites.
That's right. We got seven different categories, very similar to Trivial Pursuit. We got sports, we got entertainment, we got history, we got, you know, all the categories you'd expect.
Wow. Okay. So and how long does a typical game last?
It's about half an hour every day, 5 days a week. We don't have any content on weekends. Again, we're fitting into the commute patterns. And our biggest complaint is people want more. Yeah. They want more content.
That's pretty cool. Sounds pretty cool. Especially, you know, you're stuck in commute traffic and, you know, driving on the highway. A lot of folks, you know, coming in from the Central Valley, and the traffic in the Bay Area is just crazy. Nico, talk a little bit about how you came up with this idea and how you developed it.
Yeah, it's a very personal problem for me. I moved from San Francisco when we had our second kid to the East Bay, and I became one of those people. 110 million Americans drive by themselves to and from work every single day, which is a crazy number. That's where that 2.5 billion hours every month comes from. Yeah. And I was one of those people suffering at the Baybridge Toll Plaza. That's my own personal hell. Yeah, yeah. And I'd look around, all the people in their cars just sitting there by themselves, you know, staring into space, listening to radio, listening to music, which is, don't get me wrong, we all like that content, but how about making it interactive? How about making it fun? How about making it social with your friends? And that's really where the idea came from. Fast forward a few years to where we are now, technology's come far enough with the Amazon Echo and the Google Assistant and Siri and all these voice technologies that we are creating here in the Bay Area. And putting the two together just felt like a natural fit.
Do you see this is the beginning of a trend? I mean, this is a trivia game, but are you in the works of working on any other kind of games, maybe?
Absolutely, yeah. So this is just the very beginning. We're starting with trivia because it's a very kind of broad concept that anybody can grasp. Good test for our technology, but yeah, we're moving towards interactive fiction, kind of choose your own adventure type content. We're looking to partner with brands and IP, hopefully bringing in well known types of trivia games and other content into the car for the commuters to play with. So yeah, this is the beginning. The grand vision is to become the interactive SiriusXM. You know, a couple hundred channels, lots of content, live programming in addition to recorded programming. Just the beginning.
Super cool. Nico Vori, founder of DriveTime. Thanks for joining us and stopping in the studio today. Great talking to you.
My pleasure.